tal vez van a entrevistar a varias personas, pero tú necesitas ese trabajo. Esa entrevista es muy importante para ti. Por lo tanto, quiero que llegues lo mejor preparado posible para que llames la atención y te den a ti ese trabajo. Vamos a empezar con esa clase en caliente.
I don't know if I'm in the right place, but I'm looking for Roger.
I'm Roger.
Roger, I'm Kim. I'm here for the interview.
Llega, toca la puerta y dice, hey, I don't know if I'm in the right place, but I'm looking for Roger. I don't know if I'm at the right place, but I'm looking for Roger. No sé si estoy en el lugar correcto, pero estoy buscando a Rogelio, a Roger. I'm Roger. Yo soy Rogelio. I'm Roger. Roger, I'm Kim. I'm here for the interview. Roger, I'm Kim. I'm here for the interview. Rogelio, soy Kim. Estoy aquí para la entrevista.
Nice to meet you,
Likewise,
Kim.
Likewise, nice
come
to meet
in,
you.
Come on in, sorry about the mess.
Nice to meet you, Kim. Come on in. Sorry about the mess. Es un placer conocerte, Kim. Entra, entra y disculpa el regadero. A lo mejor las cosas están un poco desarregladas. Sorry about the mess. Una cosa que se nos olvidó decir fue, have a seat. Have a seat. Siéntate o toma asiento. Y ella me responde, likewise, nice to meet you. Likewise, nice to meet you. Igualmente, mucho gusto en conocerte.
All right, well, Kim, thank you for your interest in our company. How'd you hear about us?
Luego le digo, thank you for your interest in our company. How'd you hear about us? Thank you for your interest in our company. How'd you hear about us? Gracias por tu interés en nuestra empresa. ¿Cómo te enteraste de nosotros? How'd, esa es la contracción para decir how did you hear about us? Y ella me responde,
one of my friends actually works here, Mike Phillips.
Oh, one of my friends actually works here, Mike Phillips. En realidad, uno de mis amigos trabaja aquí. Entonces, si ese es tu caso, si tú conoces a alguien, a lo mejor te recomendaron, ese es el momento en el cual tú puedes mencionar el nombre de la persona, porque entonces ya no eres un extraño. Y esperamos que esa persona sea una buena persona, que la conocen bien. Entonces, eso te puede ayudar.
So, tell me, Kim, have you ever done this kind of work before?
Luego le pregunta a Roger, tell me, have you done this kind of work before? Have you done this kind of work before? Dime, Kim, ¿has hecho este tipo de trabajo antes?
I've actually, honestly, never done anything like this before. Mike did tell me about some of the job duties, so I'm a fast learner. I think I could pick it up pretty easily.
I've actually, honestly, never done anything like this before. I've actually, honestly, never done anything like this before. En realidad, honestamente, yo nunca he hecho este tipo de trabajo, ¿verdad? Nunca he hecho algo así. Y luego continúa diciendo, Mike did tell me about some of the job duties, but I'm a fast learner. I think I can pick it up pretty easily. Mike me habló acerca de unos de los deberes del trabajo, pero aprendo rápido y puedo aprender con bastante facilidad. Pick up quiere decir recoger algo, pero aquí estamos hablando, es una expresión idiomática que quiere decir que tú puedes captar y aprender rápidamente. I can pick up pretty easily. Entonces, una vez más, Mike did tell me about some of the job duties, but I am a fast learner. I can pick it up pretty easily.
I like that positive attitude. Well, Kim, can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Y luego dice, Roger, I like the positive attitude. I like the positive attitude. Me gusta esa actitud positiva. Luego dice, Kim, can you tell me a little bit about yourself? Can you tell me a little bit about yourself? Esa pregunta siempre, no siempre, pero muchas veces la hacen. ¿Me puedes decir un poco acerca de ti?
That question. I mean, I'm super passionate about problem solving. Honestly, I'm a firm believer in teamwork. I'm also really eager to learn new skills.
Luego dice, that question. Esa pregunta, porque precisamente estamos hablando de que mucha gente en muchos lugares hacen esa pregunta. Bueno, si lo van a hacer muchas veces, es bueno llegar un poco preparados. I mean, I'm super passionate about problem solving. Honestly, I'm a strong believer in teamwork. I'm also really eager to learn new skills. Una vez más. I'm super passionate about problem solving. Honestly, I'm a strong believer in teamwork. I'm also really eager to learn new skills. Estoy súper apasionada por resolver problemas. Sinceramente, creo firmemente en el trabajo en equipo. También tengo muchas ganas de aprender cosas y habilidades nuevas. Y luego dice,
I have strong work ethic. I've been looking for a job where I can utilize these skills and the knowledge to help a company grow. I have a lot of experience in customer service. I'm super confident. Honestly, I can bring a lot of value to this company.
I have a strong work ethic. I've been looking for a job where I can utilize these skills and the knowledge to help the company grow. I have a lot of experience in customer service. I'm super confident. Honestly, I can bring a lot of value to this company. I have a strong work ethic. I've been looking for a job where I can utilize these skills and the knowledge to help the company grow. I have a lot of experience in customer service. I'm super confident, honestly, I can bring a lot of value to this company. Tengo una fuerte ética de trabajo. He estado buscando un trabajo en el cual pueda utilizar esas habilidades y el conocimiento para ayudar para que la empresa crezca. Tengo mucha experiencia atendiendo al cliente. Me siento muy confiada, honestamente, de que puedo traer ese valor para la compañía, para esta compañía.
Excellent. We can really use that in our team. Why would you like to work for this company?
¿Cómo está tu inglés? ¿Necesitas ayuda con tu inglés? ¿Necesitas ayuda con tu pronunciación? Si quieres que tu inglés se escuche lo más gringo posible, te recomiendo mi curso intensivo de inglés, donde te voy a decir exactamente qué es lo que hice para hablar inglés como lo hablo el día de hoy. No tienes que haber crecido en los Estados Unidos para hablar bien inglés. Voy a dejar el link en la descripción, pero también voy a dejar el sitio web aquí en la pantalla del video. Bueno, pues vamos a continuar con la clase.
Why would you like to work for this company?
Me fui a cambiar la camiseta rápidamente porque me di cuenta que tenía una mancha. Ok, entonces luego dice Roger, excellent, we can really use that in our team. Excellent, we can really use that in our team. Excelente, nosotros realmente podríamos usar esto en nuestro equipo. Luego le pregunta, why would you like to work for this company? Why would you like to work for this company? ¿Por qué te gustaría trabajar para esta empresa?
It's a great company. I mean, you're providing excellent service to your customers. Also, I believe in the company's values and its mission. I think they personally align with my own.
Y Kim le responde, it's a great company. I mean, you're providing excellent service to your customers. Also, I believe in the company's values and its mission. They personally align with my own. It's a great company. You're providing an excellent service to your customers. Also, I believe in the company's values and its mission. I think they personally align with my own. Es una gran compañía. Lo que quiero decir es que están brindando un excelente servicio a sus clientes. Además, creo que los valores de la empresa y su misión, creo que personalmente se alinean con los míos. Si tú vas a buscar trabajo en un lugar, sería buena idea que hagas tu tarea, que los busques en el internet y que sepas un poquito acerca de lo que hacen para que no llegues y si te preguntan algo acerca de la compañía y tú no sabes nada. ¿Quieres trabajar aquí pero no sabes nada de la compañía? Como en este caso, estos son ejemplos que te estoy dando. Y no tienes que usar todo esto, pero eso te va a dar una idea de qué decir para que te escuches más profesional y sobresalgas entre todos los demás.
That sounds great. But Kim, what do you think sets you apart from the rest of the applicants?
Y luego dice Roger, that sounds great. But Kim, what do you think sets you apart from the rest of the applicants? Pero Kim, ¿qué crees que te separa? ¿Qué crees que te diferencia entre los demás aspirantes?
Wow, my ability to just think outside of the box, come up with creative solutions to certain problems.
My ability to just think outside the box, come up with creative solutions to certain problems. Pero primero dijo, my ability to just think outside the box, come up with creative solutions to certain problems. ¿Qué es lo que te separa de los demás? Mi habilidad de pensar fuera de la caja. Se usa esa expresión, se usa en inglés mucho. Desde otro ángulo, puedes ver las cosas desde otro punto de vista. Pensando en soluciones creativas para ciertos problemas.
I'm very organized and efficient. I can make sure things get done on time to the best of my ability.
Y luego continúa diciendo, I'm very organized and efficient. I can make sure things get done on time to the best of my ability. I'm very organized and efficient. I can make sure things get done on time to the best of my ability. Soy muy organizada y muy eficiente. Eso es muy importante, que la gente sepa. Tú no quieres contratar a una persona que no saben que están desorganizados. Si te dicen, si tú eres una persona organized, qué bueno que lo menciones. Soy muy organizada y eficiente y puedo asegurarme de que las cosas se hagan a tiempo lo más pronto que se pueda.
And I'm also a great communicator and I'm confident I can build strong relationships with coworkers and customers.
Una cosa más que dice es, and I'm also a great communicator. I'm confident I can build strong relationships with coworkers and customers. And I'm also a great communicator. I'm confident I can build strong relationships with coworkers and customers. Y también soy un gran comunicador. Confío en que puedo construir relaciones sólidas con mis compañeros de trabajo y con los clientes.
That's great, Kim. And customer service is a big deal here at Rents R Us. That's great. And customer service is a big deal here at Rents R Us. That's great. And customer service is a big deal here at Rents R Us.
Eso es genial. Y el servicio al cliente aquí es una gran cosa.
Let me ask you this. Sometimes it gets really hectic here. How do you handle difficult situations or difficult people?
Let me ask you this. Sometimes it gets really hectic here. How do you handle difficult situations or difficult people? Sometimes it gets really hectic here. How do you handle difficult situations or difficult people?
Te voy a preguntar esto, o déjame preguntarte esto. A veces se ponen las cosas, se alocan las cosas aquí, se pone muy agitado. ¿Cómo manejas situaciones difíciles o personas difíciles?
I believe firstly in finding a calm professional approach to difficult situations and difficult people.
I believe firstly in finding a calm professional approach to difficult situations and difficult people. I believe firstly in finding a calm professional approach to difficult situations and difficult people.
Creo que en primer lugar es encontrar un enfoque tranquilo y profesional para situaciones difíciles y personas difíciles.
I agree. Being professional, listening, understanding. I like that very much.
I agree. Being professional, listening, and understanding. I like that very much.
Estoy de acuerdo. Ser profesional, escuchar y comprender. Me gusta mucho eso.
All right, Kim, I've got a question for you. And this is very important. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. This is very hard work. Can you work under stress and pressure?
I've got a question for you. And this is very important. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. This is very hard work. Can you work under stress and pressure?
Tengo una pregunta para ti, y eso es muy importante. No te lo voy a endulzar. Ese es un trabajo muy duro. ¿Tú puedes trabajar bajo estrés y bajo presión? Y aquí hay una expresión que dice sugarcoat. Sugarcoat quiere decir cuando la gente no te quiere decir la verdad, como diciendo te lo endulzan. Coat es como si lo estuvieran poniendo una capa de azúcar para que lo puedas tolerar mejor. Pero él dice, no te lo voy a endulzar, te lo voy a decir como es. Este trabajo es muy difícil, es muy duro.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I believe I thrive in high-pressure situations. I'm able to stay focused. Oh, yeah. I'm confident I can work effectively, even faced with difficult circumstances.
Absolutely. I mean, I believe I thrive in high-pressure situations. I'm able to stay focused. Yeah, I'm confident I can work effectively, even faced with difficult circumstances.
Absolutamente. Y lo que quiero decir es que yo prospero en situaciones de alta presión. Puedo mantenerme enfocada. Confío en que puedo trabajar de manera efectiva, incluso en circunstancias difíciles.
Well, I'm sure Mike told you a little bit about the furniture business. What do you think are the most important qualities to succeed in this role?
Well, I'm sure Mike told you a little bit about the furniture business. What do you think are the most important qualities to succeed in this role? I'm sure Mike told you a little bit about the furniture business. What do you think are the most important qualities to succeed in this role?
Bueno, estoy seguro que Mike te habló un poco acerca del negocio de los muebles. ¿Cuáles crees que son las cualidades más importantes para tener éxito en este puesto?
Definitely strong communication skills, first and foremost. The ability to think critically and really the capacity to problem solve.
Definitely strong communication skills, first and foremost. The ability to think critically and really the capacity to problem solve.
Bueno, definitivamente fuertes habilidades de comunicación, ante todo, la capacidad de pensar críticamente y realmente la capacidad de resolver problemas.
Definitely strong communication skills, first and foremost, the ability to think critically and really the capacity to problem solve.
Kim, could you tell me what are your strengths?
Could you tell me what are your strengths?
Aquí se van a poner las cosas bien interesantes cuando te preguntan cuáles son tus debilidades o cuáles son tus puntos fuertes. Se pregunta así,
what are your strengths?
¿Cuáles son tus puntos fuertes? Could you tell me? ¿Me puedes decir?
Strengths? Oh, definitely. I'm hardworking, I'm organized, and I'm a super creative individual.
Definitely, I'm hardworking, I'm organized, and I'm a super creative individual. I'm hardworking, I'm organized, and I'm a super creative individual.
Definitivamente, soy trabajadora, organizada, y soy una persona muy creativa.
What would you say are your weaknesses?
What would you say are your weaknesses? What would you say are your weaknesses?
¿Cuáles dirías que son tus debilidades?
One of my weaknesses is that I have a difficulty delegating tasks. Another weakness is that I have difficulty dealing with criticism. I'm working on that, I'll say.
One of my weaknesses is that I have difficulty delegating tasks. Another weakness is that I have difficulty dealing with criticism, and I'm working on that, I'll say. One of my weaknesses is that I have difficulty delegating tasks. Another weakness is that I have difficulty dealing with criticism. I'm working on that, I'll say.
De mis debilidades es que tengo trabajo delegando tareas. Otra debilidad es que tengo dificultad para lidiar con las críticas. Cuando la gente me critica, estoy trabajando en eso, diré.
I do need to develop maybe thicker skin, you know, learning just to handle constructive criticism and feedback in a more positive way.
I do need to develop maybe thicker skin, you know, learning just to handle constructive criticism and feedback in a more positive way. I do need to develop maybe thicker skin, you know, learning just to handle constructive criticism and feedback in a more positive way.
Necesito desarrollar a lo mejor una piel más dura. Ya sabes, aprender a manejar las críticas constructivas y los comentarios de una manera más positiva.
All right. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
¿Dónde te ves dentro de 5 años?
Oh, I mean, I want your job.
Y dice ella, I want your job. I want your job.
Yo quiero tener tu trabajo.
Oh, that is great, Kim. I really, really like that attitude. And you know what? I want my boss's job too. When I get his job, you can have mine.
Se empieza a reír Roger.
That is great, Kim. I really like that attitude. And you know what? I want my boss's job too. When I get his job, you can have mine.
Dice, eso es genial, Kim. Realmente me gusta esa actitud. ¿Y sabes qué? Yo también quiero el trabajo de mi jefe. Cuando yo tenga el trabajo de él, te puedes quedar con mi trabajo.
Seriously, I would like to work for a company where I can grow and move up. You know, maybe within 5 years or less, I would like to be in management.
Seriously, I would like to work for a company where I can grow and move up. You know, maybe within 5 years or less, I would like to be in management.
Pero en serio, me gustaría trabajar en una empresa donde pueda crecer y ascender. Y a lo mejor dentro de 5 años o menos, yo pueda ser gerente o estar en un puesto de gerencia.
Seriously, I would like to work for a company where I can grow and move up. You know, maybe within 5 years or less, I would like to be in management.
And you can, Kim. You really can. This is a great company. There's a lot of opportunity for advancement. Look at Mike. Mike's only been with us for like 6 months, and look at him. He's already becoming a supervisor.
And you can, Kim. This is a great company. There's a lot of opportunity for advancement. Look at Mike. He's only been with us for like 6 months. And look at him. He's already becoming a supervisor. Tú puedes, Kim. Esa es una gran compañía y hay gran oportunidad para avanzar. Mira a Mike. Mike solamente ha estado con nosotros como 6 meses y míralo. Ya se está convirtiendo en supervisor.
I don't know if I'm in the right place, but I'm looking for Roger.
I'm Roger.
Roger, I'm Kim. I'm here for the interview.
Nice to meet you, Kim.
Likewise, nice to meet you.
Come on in. Sorry about the mess.
Don't worry about it. Thank you.
All right. Well, Kim, thank you for your interest in our company. How'd you hear about us?
One of my friends actually works here, Mike Phillips.
Oh, that's right. You're Mike's friend. Oh, Mike's a good guy. Everyone loves Mike. So tell me, Kim, have you ever done this kind of work before?
I've actually honestly never done anything like this before. Mike did tell me about some of the job duties, so I'm a fast learner. I think I could pick it up pretty easily.
I like that positive attitude. Well, Kim, can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
That question. I'm super passionate about problem solving. Honestly, I'm a firm believer in teamwork. I'm also really eager to learn new skills. I have strong work ethic. I've been looking for a job where I can utilize these skills and the knowledge to help a company grow. I have a lot of experience in customer service. I'm super confident. Honestly, I can bring a lot of value to this company.
Excellent. We can really use that in our team. Why would you like to work for this company?
It's a great company. I mean, you're providing excellent service to your customers. Also, I believe in the company's values and its mission. I think they personally align with my own.
That sounds great. But Kim, what do you think sets you apart from the rest of the applicants?
Wow, my ability to just think outside of the box, come up with creative solutions to certain problems. I'm very organized and efficient. I can make sure things get done on time to the best of my ability. And I'm also a great communicator, and I'm confident I can build strong relationships with coworkers and customers.
That's great, Kim. And customer service is a big deal here at Rents R Us. Kim, let me ask you this. Sometimes it gets really hectic here. How do you handle difficult situations or difficult people?
I believe firstly in finding a calm, professional approach to difficult situations and difficult people.
I agree. Being professional, listening, understanding. I like that very much. All right, Kim, I've got a question for you, and this is very important. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. This is very hard work. Can you work under stress and pressure?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I believe I thrive in high-pressure situations. I'm able to stay focused. Oh, yeah. I'm confident I can work effectively, even faced with difficult circumstances.
Well, I'm sure Mike told you a little bit about the furniture business. What do you think are the most important qualities to succeed in this role?
Definitely strong communication skills, first and foremost, the ability to think critically, and really the capacity to problem solve.
Kim, could you tell me, what are your strengths?
Strengths? Oh, definitely. I'm hardworking, I'm organized, and I'm a super creative individual.
What would you say are your weaknesses?
One of my weaknesses is that I have a difficulty delegating tasks. Another weakness is that I have difficulty dealing with criticism. I'm working on that, I'll say. I do need to develop a maybe thicker skin, you know, learning just to handle constructive criticism and feedback in a more positive way.
All right. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
I want your job.
Oh, that is great, Kim. I really, really like that attitude. And you know what? I want my boss's job too. When I get his job, you can have mine.
Seriously, I would like to work for a company where I can grow and move up. You know, maybe within 5 years or less, I would like to be in management.
And you can. Kim, you really can. This is a great company. There's a lot of opportunity for advancement. Look at Mike. Mike's only been with us for like 6 months, and look at him. He's already becoming a supervisor.
Si quieres ver mis otros videos de entrevista de trabajo, donde comparto contigo un montón de cosas más, más de lo que vimos el día de hoy, quiero que hagas clic aquí. Eso es todo y nos vemos en el video que sigue.